Hello, welcome everybody to the Lightning Talks. We have 7 talks now because 1 was cancelled. So if you spontaneously want to do a talk, you can come up here towards the end and we will have time for you. And we're starting with this talk by Esbjörn.
Thank you. Is there a timer I should be keeping track of?
Yes.
This, perfect. All right, good. Narwhal Space is a Mastodon instance that I've run for a year and a half, something like that, almost 2 years now. This talk is just about my experience running a small, geographically centered, hyperlocal Mastodon instance. What is Mastodon? Half of you probably are thinking. What is this? What's ActivityPub? What's Fediverse? Well, I'll let you know. Mastodon is microblogging. You're probably familiar with Twitter. It's essentially that. Short posts, instead of tweets, they're called toots, because the logo is a Mastodon. It looks like this. This is the sort of the default UI. It's by default 500 characters instead of 240 or whatever it is on Twitter. The cool thing about Mastodon is that it's federated, so I can run my own server or I can join somebody else's server and then we can talk to each other even though we're not on the same server. It works sort of like email or Matrix or other federated standards in these ways. So Narwhal Space is one of these. Another cool thing is that Mastodon is based on ActivityPub, which is a worldwide web consortium standard for federating social media. So Mastodon is the microblogging tool, but the Fediverse consists of lots of different stuff. Funkwhale is like SoundCloud, and PixelFed is like Instagram, and even WordPress is federating with ActivityPub, so you can talk across different social media. It's very open and interoperable. So why did I make this thing? It's very silly, like a neighborhood thing. Why did I do it? I think we were biking home from Cryptohagen at one point, and I had probably had one too many beers when we were looking at the TLDs, and I was like, dot space, that sounds super cool. What can I do with this? And I went home and designed a sticker, and then I bought the domain, and then I set up the website. It was really an experiment in sticker-driven development. The hypothesis I had was, If I just put up enough stickers around Narwhal, can I sort of decentralize, move people from Twitter to Mastodon? It's an ambitious thought, but I tried it out. And sort of kind of worked, right? So are people using it?
Yeah.
Kind of, right? We're 75 users. 30-ish of them are monthly active users. But this is actually exactly what I want. Mastodon is federated, so it's nice to have a lot of small communities that then talk to each other. Right, so we have 30-ish users here, and that's a good size. Then Elon bought Twitter, mass exodus, and then I don't have that slide. Okay, that's fine. Like 3 or 4 other Danish servers showed up. Narwhal Space was the first Danish language server. After Narwhal Space, there's now Helvede.net, Turingfest, and Deco. Data Co-op, which somebody will talk about, is there. So there's like 5 or 6 small community servers with all like tens of users. And they, of course, can talk to each other. And then, you know, Chaos, the Communication Congress and stuff also have a server. Here's a question that some of you are thinking about, which I've bothered with a lot. Narwhal has an Ø in it, and you can't really have Ø's in domain names. Some of you might be familiar with puny coding. That's the like bottom representation of a URL where you do xn dash dash and then weird stuff. I tried in the beginning to run Mastodon with a puny coded domain name. It is not fun. The main problem really was that I ended up stopping using the puny code for was that registration emails, right? You'd sign up for Mastodon, then you get an email back that was like, oh, do you want to confirm that I just signed up for xn dash dash garbage garbage garbage, and like nobody wants to see confirm that they just signed up for something that doesn't look at all what they just signed up for. So we ended up falling back and just using Narwhal with an O, which bothers me a little bit, but I tried. I've heard that puny coding has gotten better in Mastodon since then, but still when it's an interoperable standard like this, you need to talk to other servers as well. So how is it in PixelFed? How is it in Pluruma? So I ended up just, I have all those domains, but they just point to Narwhal.space because then stuff works. That's about it. Come say hi on Mastodon. It's good fun. There's lots of servers. Narwhal Space is not the only one. You're also allowed on Narwhal Space if you don't live on or near Narwhal. And the hashtag pornhack hashtag on ActivityPub is comfy, and your toots will show up on the slideshow. Yeah, that's it.